This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning, 831 KQEN, News Radio 1240 KQEN, plus 1490 AM. We are in with the Morning Conversation today. Stuart Cowie joining us in studio. Hello, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning to talk to us. So tell us a little bit more about your position with in the city and how that works with the parking, first of all, before we get into the parking.
Sure, yeah. So I'm the Community Development Director and the liaison for the Downtown Roseburg Association. That organization used to operate Park Smart, and so that was my involvement there. So I was asked to kind of continue to assist with parking when the contract with Park Smart no longer existed, and trying to get parking up and going again with a new contractor in ACE.
So the parking downtown, now people who live here obviously have had experience with the downtown, but people who pass through and want to enjoy the downtown off of the I-5 might be new to some of that parking, and it has changed, like you mentioned, over the years. So could you walk us through a little bit of that process of what somebody who maybe parked 5 years ago downtown might see differently if they were parking downtown today?
Sure, yeah. So you're correct. There's a long history to parking in the downtown area. Long, long ago, there used to be parking meters throughout the downtown area in the Central Business District. Those meters were removed at one point in time, and it was put into effect that essentially that area in the central core was designed for customers and not necessarily for business owners, employees, or people that live down there. So what was designed was, hey, we're going to have kind of a big list of all these employees that are down here, tenants that are down here, business owners. But that never really worked well for Park Smart, and it was hard to enforce because it was constantly changing. And how do you go through a list of what could be hundreds and hundreds of people in their different vehicles? So that has gone away. There is still free parking in the downtown on the streets. It's just for a time-limited period. And that is essentially for everyone, whether it be a customer, an employee, or anyone can park within those time frames. Obviously, individuals that work down there or live down there are going to be there longer than a two-hour period in most cases. So we're encouraging them to purchase permits to park in different off-street lots.
Now, viewing the downtown area through the lens of a planner, what is it like taking a footprint of somewhere that was built long before there were this many vehicles and trying to build on that footprint to still serve the growing community we have today?
Well, so, you know, there were decisions that were made a long time ago in regards to how the downtown would handle parking. And that really came with the construction of the parking garage in the mid-80s. And there were plans put into place as far as how those costs would be covered with constructing that parking garage. Now the issue is, how do you continue to maintain it? And just the funds necessary in order to be able to do that. So it's not that we're like totally redesigning parking. It's looking at the current infrastructure and decisions that were made 20, 30 years ago, and how do we continue to maintain those decisions around parking.
And what would you say here in the last, especially 2 years with COVID and with the changes our community has seen, what are the most difficult things you've kind of run up against with providing the parking, keeping it going, and starting a new parking kind of organization to take over downtown?
Yeah, really it's revenue in regards to ACE and just having a independent contractor that can provide parking enforcement and ensuring that they have the revenue to not only cover their costs, but also to help invest in the maintenance of the parking garage and the other surface parking lots that the city owns. That those things cost money. The other thing that I would say is just trying to find something that works for everyone, right? There's lots of different businesses downtown, and a lot of them have different needs, different customers, clients, and different time frames in which they're going to be downtown. So helping to provide an option that works for everyone and is a benefit to their business.
And that's totally accurate, because sometimes, you know, you go downtown to a salon and you might have a service that's going to take a couple hours or more. And often sometimes I'm just stopping down there for a bite to eat. I can get in and out quick. And so, yeah, having all those different needs, not just for the businesses, but for the client, you know, the clients, but the drivers in the area, too, must be a really kind of a whole another level of things that you have to balance together.
Most definitely. I mean, a good portion of the area is a two-hour time limit, but there's also three-hour time limits. And then Ace Parking is really good at encouraging individuals, like, hey, are you going to be down here longer than that time frame? We welcome you. There's just appropriate places to park in our the lower level of our parking garage, or there is a free parking lot that's behind Downtown Fitness that the city owns, and encouraging people that are going to be longer than those time frames to say, hey, here's areas in which you could park and you can still enjoy downtown and get where you need to go.
So give us the, if I was to drive downtown today, what are the main things I should know for wanting to go parking? Give us a lay of the land.
I think the important thing for people to recognize is that keep your eyes open for signs, right, of where you're parking on street and the time limits that are indicated on those signs. We want to encourage people to come downtown. The businesses downtown, right? It's a unique area. It's the heart of Roseburg, and they really have the benefit of people a unique place to have a business, right? That's different than other parts of the city, and the city wants to promote that and help people recognize that this is a great place to come and be. So come down. Just keep your eyes on the signs and the time frames for parking, and park accordingly, and enjoy yourself downtown.
And what are those fees currently looking at? Should I miss my either dropping coin in the meter, or I stay too long, or what am I looking at for repercussions?
Oh, you know, typically you're looking at like a $10-$15 fine, so it's not too terribly bad. I think some they depend and vary on what the actual infraction is. Certainly there are opportunities if somebody works downtown to get, hey, I need an actual permit, you know, and those permit costs vary depending on the actual parking lot that you're in. But for the most part, if there are individuals that are coming downtown, right, keep your eye on the time limits. Know that, hey, I'm going to be here longer than this time limit. There are areas to be able to park for much longer. You might have to walk a block or so, but that's a good thing when you're downtown. You get to enjoy a lot.
Yeah, and the skies are clear now.
Yes.
You can breathe.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, it sounds like the best tips for me to know would be to keep an eye, kind of plan ahead a little bit, keep an eye out on those signs, keep an eye on my watch, and then also let's just not find out. You know, I don't want to know what those tickets are going to be. I'll just avoid them in the first place.
Yeah.
That's great advice. Stuart Cowie, thank you so much for joining us today. Was there anything else that you'd like to mention before we have to go?
No. Just come downtown, enjoy downtown. It's a wonderful place. It has so much to offer.
Oh, it does. Eat, shop, enjoy, stroll. It's a great place to be. So, and just make sure you watch where you park.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. That's your morning conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.